Administration Committee. Can we confirm a quorum?
We have a quorum, Commissioner.
Thank you. Item number two is the, and I should say, if anyone, if there's any member of the public who wants to comment on any items, please fill out a card. I don't have any cards for any items. Item number two is a consent calendar. Is there a motion to approve item number two?
So moved.
Is there a second? A second? Motion by Aguirre and second by Dodd. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That's adopted. Okay. Item number three, Regional Express Lane Network items. Mr. Vermeer.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I'm covering a very similar item as I did in BATA, so I won't go into the background. But what you have before you is the same action in an MTC resolution as well as an additional action of delegation that I talked about. So what staff is recommending is that you move forward to the full commission MTC resolution number 3769 that amends the Bay Area Infrastructure Financing Authority Board, and secondarily move MTC resolution 4087 that actually delegates the CTC's express authority to MTC from MTC to BAFA. And so with that, I'm happy to answer questions, but it's the same background as I mentioned, and we're just asking for the committee referral to the full commission for those two items.
Thank you. Any questions or comments, colleagues? I don't have any public comment cards, so is there a motion to move forward item number three as described by Mr. Vermeer? Moved by Dodd, second by Campos. Colleagues, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, it's approved. Item number four is Regional Express Lane Network Contract Actions. Lisa Klein.
Hi, good afternoon, Commissioners. Today I'm here to seek committee approval of amendments to three contracts that are supporting implementation of the initial projects in the Regional Express Lanes Network. Before I make a request on the specifics of each contract, I want to take just a minute to flesh out a little bit of the bigger picture here. Andy mentioned in the earlier committee today that we have work underway on the environmental document and toll system development on the early projects of the network. In particular in the corridors that include I-880, I-680, approaches to the Bay Bridge, San Mateo Bridge, and Dumbarton Bridge, and also in cooperation with STA on Solano 80. And the amendments that we seek today are to keep this work moving along. In particular, they will get us through the environmental process for those initial projects, and they include some advanced design work. And they will also get us through procurement of the toll system integrator, and that is the vendor who will ultimately design, install, and test our hot lane, express lane toll system. There are two sort of overarching themes to our approach here. One is we are really trying to accelerate work wherever possible to open the first projects in 2015. So in addition to advancing some elements of design into the environmental document, as I mentioned earlier, we're also pursuing the environmental document and toll systems planning for a number of segments concurrently. The second theme is that we have sort of a programmatic approach because these initial segments are really just the first third, if you will, of the full network, and we don't want to end up solving the same problems again and again and again. So we have lots and lots of interagency coordination that was referenced earlier today, and taking good care that we document all our lessons learned for future projects. To moving on to the specific amendments, the current Express Lanes work falls into three categories. We're seeking consultant support, amendments for consultant support in each of them. The memo includes a great deal more detail than I'm going to go into in the presentation. The first area is in program management. Our current consultant here is Parsons Brinkerhoff. They provide technical support, such as our CTC application, revenue forecasts. They support our programmatic approach by managing schedule and risk for the multiple corridors and our partner coordination. And they are assisting us with managing the Phase 1 environmental document work and also with our public education work. We are requesting today approval for an amendment for $975,000, which would allow Parsons Brinckerhoff to continue this work through the end of the year. Parsons Brinckerhoff has been with us since 2010. They've been with us for a long time. And with this amendment, the total value of the contract will be $3.725 million. We do expect to procure a new system manager to continue this work in 2014. So my staff recommendation, I think if it pleases the chair, I'll take these one recommendation and then action one by one. The staff recommendation is that this committee authorize the executive director or his designee to negotiate and enter into a contract amendment with Parsons Brinckerhoff not to exceed $925,000.
Okay, so that is item 4A. Colleagues, any questions? Commissioner Bates.
Yeah, I was wondering, you said the end of 2014 we'd hire a new party. Would it be out to bid? Is that what it would
be? That's right.
So they'd have an opportunity to rebid?
They would have an opportunity to rebid, yes.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, then we'll do then three separate motions. Is that the recommendation?
Okay. I believe that that's
okay. So on item 4A, is there a motion? Or I don't have any public speaker cards for any of these items. So if anyone is interested in making public comment, please fill out a card. On item 4A, seeing no public comment, is there a motion to accept the staff recommendation?
So moved.
Okay, moved by Campos, second by Dodd. Colleagues, all in favor? Opposed? Motion passes. 4B.
4B addresses a second area of work. This area of work is the Caltrans project approval and environmental document process. The consultant that's supporting this work is HDR. In February of 2012, just about a year ago, this committee authorized a contract with HDR for this work, for the corridors I mentioned earlier, I-880, good portion of 680, the Bay Bridge, San Mateo Bridge, and Dumbarton Bridge approaches. The initial approval of that contract was for $5 million. Today, we're requesting approval for an amendment for $3 million that would bring the total contract value to $8 million. This is the estimated cost to complete a categorical exemption and categorical exclusion under CEQA and NEPA. This contract, as I mentioned earlier, does include some advanced design work that would typically be done at a slightly later stage in the process. Essentially, we're bringing in the equivalent of 35% design within the Caltrans approval document. Makes a lot of sense in terms of the workflow and will allow us to proceed faster. It also reflects the inclusion of some traffic demand forecasting, which could have been done through another contract but was moved here for efficiency. I do want to mention that if portions of these corridors do require a higher level environmental document, it's likely that we would seek approval from this committee for additional funds. So my staff recommendation here is that this committee authorize the executive director or his designee to negotiate and enter into a contract amendment with HDR not to exceed $3 million.
Okay. On item 4B, are there any questions or comments? Commissioner Campos.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just wondering if you could explain exactly what you mean that you're doing this for purposes of efficiency.
In terms of the advanced design work?
Well,
what we're trying to do is look for opportunities to streamline the project development process. And here we're talking in particular about the engineering and design aspect of it. In a normal sequence of events, you would complete your environmental document and then you would start your 35% design. But there's really not necessarily a good engineering reason to do that on a project like this where the environmental issues are pretty contained. These are conversion projects. They're all within existing Caltrans right-of-way and pretty much all within existing paved area. So we think we'll have a very good handle on the environmental concerns and early design within a few months, and that would allow us toward the end of the summer to actually begin the 35% design.
Thank you. I guess my question is, you know, $3 million increase on a $5 million contract is significant, mm-hmm. and if it could be done by it through a separate contract, mm-hmm. are we precluding other companies locally to, you know, compete
right.
for this work?
Okay. That's a very good question. What I didn't mention in the background is that HDR is a member of our on-call consultant services bench through BATA. That is a group of approximately nine consultants who are qualified to provide design support services to BATA and MTC. When we hired HDR, we did go to that pre-qualified bench, and we solicited proposals from a subset of entities that were we judged to be qualified for this. We do believe that this is consistent with that original approach, and that the scope of work is also consistent with the original intent.
Thank you.
Any additional comments or questions? Seeing none, I have no public comment cards. So is there a motion to accept the staff recommendation for item 4B?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Campos, seconded by Commissioner Aguirre. Colleagues, all in favor? Opposed?
No.
Why don't we do a roll call on that?
Commissioner Aguirre?
Yes.
Commissioner Bates? Commissioner Campos? Commissioner Dodd?
No.
Commissioner Worth?
No, I don't think you'd need me.
She's not on the committee.
1, 2, 3. I have a 3 yes vote and a 1 no vote.
Commissioner Wiener,
I am so sorry.
Aye.
I have 4 yes. 1 no. Motion passes.
Okay. The motion passes. We'll move on to 4C.
Okay. So last but not least, thanks for your patience. The third area of work is the toll system development. In November of 2012, this committee authorized a contract with Atkins to serve as our electronic toll system services manager. Atkins is assisting us with procuring and overseeing the toll systems integrator. And again, that's the vendor that will ultimately provide the toll collection hardware, that's the readers and the cameras, and the software. When we did this initial procurement, we did anticipate a total cost of over $3 million for the ultimate scope of work. But when we came to you last fall, we asked for an initial approval for $700,000 to get us started on the system requirements work. We're now here requesting approval for an amendment of $3 million to complete the scope of work there. This will bring the total contract value to $3.7 million. And this, the additional budget we're asking for here reflects the expedited schedule. Again, we're pursuing multiple corridors concurrently. We are including the Solano 80 project in this work as well, since we will be providing the toll system for that segment, as well as some upfront telecommunications planning that we are doing in advance of bringing on that toll system integrator. We found in our initial review that this is necessary because there are large gaps in the publicly owned telecommunications infrastructure on these freeway corridors. We think that this work will serve us well in making sure we get the integrator who's best able to meet our needs. With that, staff recommends that this committee authorize the executive director or his designee to negotiate and enter into a contract amendment with Atkins North America not to exceed $3 million to complete the toll system requirements and systems integrator procurement.
Thank you. Colleagues, are there any questions or comments about item 4C? Commissioner Campos and then Commissioner Bates. Oh. Commissioner Bates.
I'm sorry. I actually had a question on the last vote. I said the majority of the committee, actually, as I looked, we have a vacancy and a quorum. Is a quorum once a quorum is established, is a majority of those people present and voting? Is that how that works?
That's correct.
Not a quorum doesn't
correct.
Require a...
It's a majority of those present.
And I think there are currently 7 voting members of the committee, and there were 4 voting in favor.
Yeah, according to that rule, it's fine.
Yeah, but even if that weren't the rule,
sometimes they have rules. If you have a, if you have 9 members, it takes 5 votes to even if you don't have a quorum.
Right. Okay. So on item 4C, Commissioner Campos.
I think you touched on this, but I do have a, question about why we did it this way. It started with a $700,000 contract, and now we're increasing it by $3 million. I'm just trying to understand the piecemeal way that it seems we're approaching it. That's a pretty significant increase. And
I think in hindsight, we probably should have asked for the larger contract value up front. We were sort of biting off the initial piece of work at the time to sort of get the initial scope of work fleshed out. But we are consistent with the original procurement amount. We probably could have done it a little bit more wisely.
The problem I have with that, and I appreciate that, is that I think that you want to actually have a better sense of the scope of work before you actually begin the contract mm-hmm. itself. And I think there's always the danger that you end up spending a lot more money. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that I feel comfortable with this.
Mr. Heminger?
Commissioner, maybe I could try. I think you put your finger on it in the question. I think we screwed up. We should have asked you for the full amount at the outset. We're not adding scope here. We knew the scope was there. And frankly, Andy and I have been conversing about why we did it the way we did, and we can't remember a reason. So I can apologize to you. And we'll look at our procedure to make sure we're giving you a fuller picture from the start. Now, we do have instances where we add on to contracts, and I know you and others have expressed concern about that, but I don't think this is one of those instances.
Okay. Colleagues, any additional questions or comments? Okay. I do not have any public comment cards. So is there a motion to accept the staff recommendation as a 4C? Motion by Dodd. Second by Bates. Do we need a roll call on that? Will you please call the roll on item 4C?
Item 4C, Commissioner Aguirre?
Yes.
Commissioner Bates?
No.
Commissioner Campos?
No.
Commissioner Dodd?
Yes.
Commissioner Weiner?
Yes.
Four yes, one no. Motion passes.
Okay, 4C passes. Thank you to staff for those presentations. Commissioner Sparing.
Thank you. Steve, as we're moving forward with the Express Lane Hot Lane network, and I have a real concern that how we're going to manage the corridor. Right now Caltrans has a policy in place where they negotiate with each jurisdiction on these ramp metering. And I really feel strongly that MTC ought to be conditioning this investment in these corridors. And I'm speaking for Solano County, that we have one point of contact. And if it's a transportation authority, they make the decision. And, it doesn't make sense to me that we're investing all this money and we have one jurisdiction that says, no, I don't want the ramp metering turned on. And I think we ought to deal with that problem now up front before we start investing in those corridors and condition it. And in my case, I think that my transportation authority is very receptive to it. But I don't want to wait till we start investing and start dealing with these problems with these individual cities.
Commissioner, are you addressing the notion of conditioning this express lane investment or conditioning other investment we make in those jurisdictions?
I would condition all of it. If we're going to invest in the corridor and we want to manage the corridor, I think ramp metering should be part of how it's managed, and it shouldn't be left up to, this infrastructure is being put in. Some places it's already antiquated. And, in my county, it's all being put in, and it's not being turned on. And I think it should be. And I just don't want to continue this investment in this. And I'd like you to look into it to see if we can force that issue and come up with one point of contact in these jurisdictions.
Commissioner, I think we can draft a policy for you. I think it probably would be appropriate to bring that to the following on committee here, the programming committee, which disperses most of the funding. And we can do that in the next few months and have you take a look at it. And I might expect some comment from jurisdictions outside this building, but we'd be happy to have that debate.
I thank you. Colleagues, any additional comments? Yeah, Commissioner Bates.
Yeah, on that point, I think we might also consider some kind of legislation to ensure that occurs, because they can still exercise, you know, some jurisdictions can exercise independent, you know, decision not to join, not to turn on the light.
That's not necessarily the case, I don't think. I'll look to Commissioner Sartipi to give me some additional information. But for the most part, those meters are on state property. And some of you may be thinking about an issue that has arisen in Marin County, where one of the jurisdictions in a freeway interchange project is refusing to give its consent. And in that case, it's to the consent being withheld is to actually close a ramp. And in those cases, jurisdictions often do have a veto over whether a ramp providing access to their community can be closed once it's been opened. But as I understand it, and again, I'll ask Commissioner Sartipi to chime in here, with ramp meters, that's not the case. It's a policy that Caltrans has followed in the Bay Area, not necessarily elsewhere, but it's not a statutory requirement.
Commissioner Sartipi?
Solano, what's the problem in Solano? Why can't they turn them on?
Commissioners, if you will, by way of background, the issue of ramp metering has not been one that was overly received when we first started the ramp metering program. By way of working collaboratively with local jurisdictions, recognizing that there was concern about backup of traffic into local streets, we chose a policy that would involve the local jurisdiction, work with them, go through a process before we actually turn those ramps on. And that's the policy that we've been following. It is not mandated. It's not legislated. But we thought at the outset of starting the ramp metering that that was a good policy to be transparent, to work with locals, to be a partner and do that. Our experience has been that in some cases it has taken longer than probably it should have. We worked recently in the past few years with San Mateo County, and CCAG actually took the lead of bringing consensus of the 101 corridor, where they actually became the focal point, so we did not necessarily have to go to individual cities to get those agreements. And I think it would be the next step potentially to maybe go even further and have the policy discussion about conditioning approval of projects so that when the paving is done, when the signs are up and we're ready to cut the ribbon and open the freeway, we can also turn on the ramps.
Commissioner Worth.
Yeah, I just wanted to concur in the sense that this is a network that's to the benefit of the commuters of the Bay Area, and I just wanted to express appreciation. I think that what we've approved today reflects that partnership between MTC, BATA, and the three, the congestion management agencies. And those all have, representatives of all the jurisdictions on them. And I think preceding today, there have been a lot of public meetings with certainly in the counties, with both the sub-regional committees as well as the authority boards themselves to, first of all, build an understanding of exactly what this project is, what the benefits are, how the process is going to work. And I think the reflection that we have the three CMA representatives here today reflect that. And so I think that keeping in mind the fact that this is a a project that's going to get is going to benefit all the the commuters in the region. We also have the benefit of knowing and want to spread more information. For example, the positive experience that has been shared with us around the projects in San Mateo County that address some of those issues that cities are sensitive about. So, again, this will continue to be an ongoing collaborative process, but I think particularly MTC staff has spent a lot of time working with our CMAs, local jurisdictions, to move this forward. And so, again, I would imagine the next coming years as we work forward in this that there will be a lot of conversation with the idea that, that this is a collective benefit to everyone. So,
thank you. Any other comments? Great. So I have no public comment cards, and since there is no additional business, we are adjourned.